An active weekend trying to unfold over a large part of the Hoosier State. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's weekend weather outlook. We've had a frontal boundary try and give us some on-again, off-again moisture over the past couple of days. Thursday and Friday were interesting. The strong front coming through, but we definitely had the haves and have-nots. There were some parts of northern Indiana that got very, very little compared to other parts of the state. That's what happens when you have a large part of convection that gets played in a frontal boundary passage. Here we have the boundary kind of stalling and stagnating for the weekend to the south. And what this is doing is it's acting like a little bit of a super high way for moisture to come up from the southwest. We saw this late yesterday and overnight last night. Through the balance of your Saturday, I think we're going to be looking at moisture streaming across southern Indiana, southeast Indiana, maybe getting all the way up into east central, but it's more of a story for Ohio for Saturday. But overnight, tonight into tomorrow, we see a second round of moisture wanting to come in. At this point, we're starting to transition onto the backside of the low pressure circulation. And just like the front stalled and stagnated in the Ohio Valley, this low is going to run into a very strong bit of resistance, so it's not going to be exiting out of the northeast and mid-Atlantic states very fast. With that, it sits, rotates backside circulation into Ohio, Indiana, and even parts of Illinois. That's where we see on-again, off-again rain showers all the way through Sunday. I think we can see an additional quarter to three-quarters of an inch of precipitation for Sunday alone. And then this doesn't even go away through Monday and Tuesday. It just sits here. So looking at a decent amount of clouds to start next week and some additional precipitation that could be anywhere from a tenth to three or four tenths, all things considered. What I can tell you is the coverage drops back. For example, the wraparound moisture coverage for Sunday is going to be probably 75-80% of the state. Monday, back to 60. By the time we get to Tuesday, 30 to 40. I don't think we're seeing exceptional drying conditions as the moisture pulls back, but we don't see additional moisture coming in. Get to Wednesday, and that's where everything switches. We get warm, dry air in here, and right now, I'm penciling in a dry, rain-free pattern from Wednesday of next week all the way through most of the following week. Yeah, we can see some heat-based convection maybe on a very limited scale, but with regard to significant frontal complexes or anything well-organized, I don't see it. I think that's going to be our next and probably full-out dry window, long-term dry window, looking at 7 to 10 days worth of precipitation-free weather over a large part of the state with temperatures that are going to be normal to above, good evaporation, fast drying. That's what we have coming after this pesky moisture to start things off. I'm Ryan Martin.
At Beacon Credit Union, we're not just lenders. We're your trusted partners. We listen, advise, and support your financial success. Whether expanding your farm, upgrading equipment, purchasing real estate, needing operating funds, or refinancing existing debt, we're here for you. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured, EHO lender.